right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk about the great music program at Mercer County High School, trying to get things situated, having to do a lot of things virtually this year because of COVID-19. But I tell you, the music theory class at Mercer County High School, they do a great job. And last year, of course, their music theory concert involved the great Elton John. This year, it's Billy Joel. We get a chance to visit with Hallie Heath, a senior. So tell us about doing this music theory class. I know you participated in the Elton John concert last year. It's a pretty cool concept. What about that?
The theory class is just one of, like, the most unique experiences you can get at Mercer County. It's such a different thing, because in clubs it's sort of, like, all pre-done for you, but when you do the concert, it's very much like you're working on it, and you're creating the music with Ruggles and all of that, and the band is there, and a lot of times, like, this year our band is all students, and so it's super fun to be, like, working in, like, a creative space with all of them. I really enjoy it. Being able to pick out your own songs and putting the whole concert together is just amazing.
All right. So you look at a guy like me, you know I'm well older than you. So Billy Joel speaks probably a little bit more to me, and so does Elton John. So what about kind of those artists and getting a chance to do that? Do they speak to you? Apparently they speak to you too, right?
Yeah, it's been really interesting. Especially with Ruggles selecting the, like, artist-specific concerts, it's been a good chance for me to, like, really deep dive into their old music and what they've created. And so, like, it's not artists that I typically listen to. Like, I, like, have heard of Billy Joel, I've listened to it, but not, like, taken time to listen through a whole album and all that stuff. And for theory, you have to do that to find what you want to sing. Or, yeah.
So you need to get the vinyl records out to listen to Billy Joel and Elton John, I tell everybody, and don't do it digitally with Apple iTunes or YouTube. So getting back to Elton John last year, what number did you do? One number or a couple of numbers last year?
I did one. I did Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, which
is a great tune,
just,
man.
Just an amazing tune.
Yeah. So, you know, this year it's different because last year, and I know it's weird because during the month of October, we broadcast Rock Ridge, their drama department, theater department, did radio plays. And it's weird for the kids because they're doing it in the auditorium. Nobody is there. So if you went to the Elton John music theory concert last year at Mercer County High School Auditorium, packed house, right? So this year it's going to be done virtually with no crowd. What do you expect having to adjust to that? A little bit, because I think, man, theater, you know, kind of feeding off the vibe of the people in the seats. How about that?
Yeah, I think this year we're probably going to miss out on that, like, crowd factor of, like, the adrenaline and the energy of having people there, like, appreciating what you're doing and, like, enjoying it along with you. I feel it's probably going to be more of the same vibe of, like, just practicing with friends and sort of just hanging out together as a smaller group and enjoying the music together and sort of, it's being, anything that's normally performed live done virtually is always going to be different, but I think it'll be a different experience, but I don't think it'll be less of an experience.
Now, I know they're still kind of finalizing, trying to set up the date for this, I think sometime in December, so that is to be determined, and we're dealing with all, you know, the ever-evolving COVID from day to day. We don't know what happens, but you know, hopefully sometime in December this can happen. So do you know what number you're, I think you told me off the air about 10 acts altogether.
About maybe a couple group songs in there,
yeah,
as well.
What number are you doing and why? Do they kind of pick a number for you, or are you going to pick it?
We pick our own numbers.
So what are you doing and why did you choose that?
I chose Weekend Song, which is from his Street Life Serenade album. It's one of his early albums. It isn't one of his most well-known, and I don't even know if Billy Joel himself super loves it still.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh, yeah. But I sort of was listening through it, and a lot of the other songs that people picked were, like, the very popular, like, the Piano Man's and the We Didn't Start the Fires, and I just wanted something different, something I hadn't heard before. And so when I listened to it, it was just something I'd never heard from Billy Joel, and it was really exciting for me.
So can you, I won't make you sing a couple lines, can you tell me a couple of lines from that song, because I'm trying to remember what it is?
It's sort of like a bluesy tune. It's like, it's backbreaking, bone shaking, belly aching, hard working. It's all about working.
Oh, yeah, awesome,
and getting off of work and like going to the weekend and just getting your paycheck and all that fun stuff.
So this is the other thing that when I talk to kids about the arts in kind of the Mercer County School District and in most of the area schools, really stressing the importance of things like this. What about that at the Mercer County School District? They take music pretty serious. What does that mean to you? What do you think that means to your classmate and the kids?
I personally think that the Mercer County Music Program is phenomenal. All of the teachers involved are amazing and have been really great role models, and it's been a wonderful experience for me growing up in a place where music and the arts are supported so well.
Yeah, that's well said. So then how much do you prepare for this music theory concert? So it's a class and then a performance, is that right? Can you
Yes.
kind of speak to that a little bit? What goes on in all this?
So music theory, part of it is like learning actual, like, the ins and out of music theory, and then it's also a performance class. So we take a break from like learning note names and all that jazz, and we go into just sort of, it's really just sort of like being in a band. Like, you pick your song and you listen to it 100 times, and then it all the different people that play their instruments and Ruggles and everybody works together, and it just sort of comes together into this just fabulous thing.
So how many times have you prepared and rehearsed this number already? Too many to count?
So many times. I listen to it on my drive to school every morning and belt it in the car. We've gone on our couple, this is our second week of practice, and we've gone through about half of them. Just working through the kinks and all that.
So have you then been able to, in terms of learning about Billy Joel, you appreciate his music a little bit more, where the number you're doing, but then other numbers that he's written and performed? So are you, is it fair to say you're a Billy Joel fan, or do you appreciate Billy Joel, I guess, a little bit more?
I do appreciate him much more. It is really such a diverse set of music that when you're practicing, you go from this sort of like his early works to some of the more recent stuff, and it varies so much that it's just interesting to see how different it can be and how all of the students' takes on it are. Just creates a very unique view of Billy Joel's music.
All right. It's great the kids are doing it here at Mercer County High School. It's their music theory class, and they have a concert, and I know the finalized date is yet to be determined, and it's going to be a live streamed event. I know the Mercer County School District Facebook page and their website will announce that information as the date gets closer. So that's going to be awesome. We appreciate Hallie Heath. Thanks for coming in and telling us about it today. Really appreciate it.
Of course.
All right. Support the arts, I always say. I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.